Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Cause I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Dicko. AK Dicko. Three times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them. Mm-hmm. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our fourth CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, P-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P on Blog Talk Radio, another T-A-Z production. Your host, T-A-Z. We have also co-host D Lovely. DJ, are you in the house?
I'm in the house, babe. How are you?
I'm doing good. And area code 770, which is a popular area code down here in the A.
you can announce yourself, 770.
This is Miss AJ.
Miss AJ, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good. This is T-A-Z. We're dealing with letters tonight. And Miss AJ meet DJ, my co-host.
What's up, AJ?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Good.
And also on silence out in California is Miss CJ. So the J's are in the house.
Yeah, you got it.
Miss AJ, I was searching the web and I ran into your page of you singing, and I heard like 5 minutes of the song, and I'm like, man, I got to get this lady on the show because I'm feeling the music tremendously. I was like, wow. And I surfed the net a lot, and I'm just like, man, I should have been in getting to this page earlier. You know what I'm saying? So how long have you been singing, and was it something you always wanted to do?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, as a six-year-old, you know, that's when I started. Of course, started singing for, you know, the Lord first, and I always put him first and continue to sing for him. But, you know, in the back of my head for a long time, I had always been, you know, larger than most of my, you know, friends and counterparts. But, you know, I wanted to, for some odd reason, be Irene Cara. Do y'all remember her?
Of course.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Irene Cara. I wanted to be her ever since I saw the movie Sparkle. I was like, I want to be her. And then when she was on DC Cab, and then when she sang the song, when she was in Fame, I was like, this woman is wonderful. I just wanted to be like her, you know, long, luxurious hair, but didn't have that. And, you know, I was like, okay, we both short, so yeah, that might work. But, you know, so petite, and I was like, no. I don't look like that. It was just, you know, a bit of an issue with me trying to pull all of that together. So I never, and of course, she was more so of a, you know, first soprano, second soprano kind of voice. And I'm like, my voice a little raspy. That's no, that ain't going to work, Nathan. So I just kind of, you know, just kept it under the bag. Yeah, you know, all through high school, sang in talent shows and was in chorus and, you know, learning how to sing Latin and all this other stuff and, you know, singing at every youth day, this, you know, every other Sunday at somebody's church. My mom sang as well as my sisters, so we having to go to all kind of quartet events and all kind of stuff with Birmingham Mass, which is where I'm from, Birmingham, Alabama. And it just got tiring. I just was like, you know what? I'm going to be a flag girl, and I'm going to stop singing.
That's good for you.
Y'all laughing, but I'm it was like senior year. I was like, I'm done. I'm going to college. I'm going to start a new life. I'm going to major in business, and I'm going to be a flag girl. Ain't nobody going to know how to say nothing unless you go to my church or you live with me.
Right. So how did you break out of that shell?
I was basically some rest, and, you know, I still at church, but it wasn't, you know, something that, you know, I just outwardly did anywhere else. So it wasn't until maybe about 3 years ago, a young lady by the name of Jam Poet, who we worked together at a particular school, and they had a talent show. So actually, it was in training. I sang in front of, you know, everybody because they was asking what, you know, everybody's talent was. And then we had an official talent show for the whole institution here in the A. And I sang, and everybody was like, okay, where did that come from? So it went from her asking me to start to sing with her while she does poetry, and I kind of got bit by the bug in the studio and all of that, and my aunt just so happened to have some other connections, because I was like, well, I'm interested in doing this. She connected me to a friend of hers, and basically, the rest is history. My first single, Brand New Lady, which is on iTunes, I actually was produced by Steve Vonix, who is like a brother to me now. But then, you know, he was, you know, Mr. Sony Music, writing for Tyrese and Jamie Foxx and all these people, been doing so for years. And, you know, by the grace of God, he just saw something in me that, you know, was more than just a tech. And that's history. And then I actually started, he really has encouraged me to write. And it's just, you know, how people, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, they write. They can write on at the twinkling of an eye. That's not me. I write organically. But when I'm in the zone, it's a beautiful thing. And I do believe that God is ever present. And I cannot say that enough.
You said you write organically?
Yes. It has. I have to do it.
Yeah, explain it to me. Explain, not explain, but explain it to me.
Meaning, say for instance, if you or DJ were to send me a track, and
right.
The track may be great, the track may be nice, but I'm like, that's nice, okay, maybe if I sit and listen to it some more, maybe. But I've heard tracks where I literally, which are actually the ones that are on my album so far, literally I've written like Shouldn't We, myself and the young lady who helped me out to get out of the shell that I was in. Actually, I wrote the first verse and the chorus literally within less than 10 minutes. Because
right.
The track was just that, like, oh my goodness. And then I instantly heard what needed to be put there. Then, of course, you know, experience, a girlfriend of mine,
right.
I was driving to a game, a football game for the school that we went to. Shout out to Alma Hornets, Alabama State University. And basically, we were driving, and I was like, I'm tired of dudes, you know, acting like they want to be with you, and they saying that they want to marry you, be with you for the rest of your life. But you really don't ask this question, are you really made for me? Are you really built for me? And then all of a sudden, Built For This came out of that. So
now that's
cool. It's just crazy. And then, like, there's another track that Reggie Carter, who is another great producer here in the A, actually he and I wrote this song, and I was searching and searching and searching for a track that fit perfectly, and he's a musician as well as a producer. So he, you know, concocted this great track for me that actually will be released no later than the 1st of February, and it's just been great.
Well, the song Brand New Lady.
Yeah.
Describe that before I play it.
Brand New Lady is basically about the newness and new beginning of a woman who has gone through so many ups and downs in regards to relationships. And, you know, basically she had come to a point where she's tired and she's allowed herself to become renewed by the grace of God and being able to love herself enough to have to do this over and to do it right this time.
Brand New Lady by Miss AJ.
I'm
And then, of course, there's some other producers that I'll be working with within the coming months that actually I used to, because I also sing background for some other artists that are here locally. I'm a part of Millennium Soul Group Management, Millennium Soul Music Group Management, and Xavier Lewis is under that label, and he's also the co-CEO for that particular label as well, and I sing background for him. We're under the same management, as well as Cutson on Bass, so I sing background for him, who's a local jazz artist here in the area who used to be the musical director for Tina Marie. And it's, you know, been, you know, one person after another that I've been able to, you know, work with. You know, Rob Williams, who plays drums for Cutson on Bass. I actually had the opportunity to sing with one of the newer members of Arrested Development, who also sings background for Cutson on Bass, Tasha LeRae, who I love dearly. She's actually in China right now. So it's, you know, just been a blessing. And I just am so excited, especially about this event that's coming up on Saturday. I'll be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which I've done some gigs there throughout the summer and this fall. And I actually will be co-hosting the Eric Robertson concert that's being hosted and promoted by HD Entertainment. And I'm so excited.
Well, that's good. That's
wow.
Great. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I highly suggest you actually start writing more. That way,
everything
song will be yours.
Everything that I sent you, except for two songs, I wrote.
All right.
Okay. Well, shouldn't we?
I wrote one of the ones.
I need to know the background and explain that song before I play it as well.
Well, I am a very aggressive person.
Praise God.
I am one that is not afraid to open my mouth and say what's what, or, you know, be that friend that is, you know, honest, but to a degree where, you know, it used to be real rough. You know, when I was younger, but now I've learned to be able to kind of filter, but it's still, you know, straight no chaser. You know, to a point where it's like, okay, even in dating. So, basically, you know, me and, you know, Jan was sitting around and she played the track for me. And I just, you know, started hearing that in my head. Now, we were talking earlier about, you know, women being able to approach someone or being able to, you know, that first funny feeling that you get when you see somebody that you're like, wow,
mm-hmm.
What is he doing? You know, it's like, okay, I might go sit up here and just continue to ponder about what it is that he got going on, or am I going to do something about it? And that's basically kind of where that record came from.
Here we go.
I'm really digging. Crossroads by Miss AJ. I'm tired of the bashing every day. Questions that I ask, his answers always vague. It's got down to the point, I can't believe what he say. He's a master of deception, tricks and all his games. He got more disappearing acts, he's worse than David Blaine.
Ooh, the buzzing and the fighting.
I'm about to lose my mind.
Girl, if I were you, I'd get out there.
But at the same time,
he rubs my feet when I'm asleep. Brings me breakfast to our bed. Job money I can keep. Don't have to worry, my pretty head. Buy my hair, buy my nails. Shopping spree I can take. Not to mention how I'm living. Custom mansions on the lake. The love that he gives.
One time,
but
getting his six number right there in the grocery line.
When I saw it, I confronted it. He turned around so innocent.
Now, baby, it ain't nothing. It's Rhonda, she's a prophet. She invited us to church on Family and Friends Day. Her dad's the pastor. What you want your man to say?
Girl, I felt so bad. I apologized to him. Then I called that number. Hello, Rhonda.
My name's Kim.
Boy, he's a liar, and he is a cheater.
Oh, yeah. So I gotta choose what do I do? I know you're sitting there listening, saying I'm crazy, but I could ignore it and act like this thing don't faze me.
Do I leave or do I stay?
I'm at a crossroad. He rub my feet when I'm asleep. Breakfast in the bed. Job money I can keep. Don't have to worry, my pretty head.
All about my hair and my nails.
Shopping sprees I can take. Take back your lake.
Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you wrong, I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live.
Again, thank you, Miss AJ. And whenever you got something new, you know, hit me up on Facebook, let me know, and we schedule you and put you back on the show again. We'd love to have you back.
Definitely, I will do that. I was so honored when you sent me the message about coming to do the show. I'm every chance I get to be able to, you know, share good music and just to be able to, you know, basically be, you know, I guess you can say the light as far as in regards to saying, you know, please, guys, support independent artists. We out here grinding. You know, we trying to bring y'all good and wonderful music, you know, like, you know, Xavier Lewis, like myself, Hudson On Bass, PR Experience, all of these people, Tasha Lerae, Athena, Renee. It's just, you know, so many different wonderful people that have crossed my path that really deserve to have a shine and, you know, without a big label pushing them because it's real music that's out here.
Yeah, and T-A-Z now in your past, because I do know you as well.
Hey, can't forget about you, bro. I appreciate it.
All right, dear. Now, thank you again, Miss AJ. And my nephew has hit you up on Facebook, as he told me in the chat room. So be on the lookout for him so you can be in the magazine.
All right, I appreciate that. And thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Not a problem, and I look forward to speaking with you all soon.
Hopefully.
Bye.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
That was Miss AJ, y'all.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yes.
I know you was feeling that one. I absolutely was.
You know how I feel about a woman just being all full of soul and having stories to tell. I think that's what it's all about.
That's what it's supposed to be about. And again, this last half hour is just us. We have been played again.
Oh my
like a bad guitar banjo.
That's good. Hey, that's beautiful.
Not really.
What?
Again, we've been played. Lord.
Oh my gosh. What is that? What is that all about?
You know, people forget, and I don't ask for numbers directly, but I'm going to be honest with you. I might get somebody, I'm going to get numbers directly because I need to be able to call you and remind you like a good wake-up call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I only can email you so much, and, you know, if you're not online, of course, you ain't going to get it. Am I right?
We won't see you, yeah.
At all. So I don't know how to shoot the breeze for 20 minutes. I know how to shoot the breeze now. I can do some things, but I'm going to praise God.
Yeah, really. Amen. I want to
bring Miss CJ in so she can say hi to you at least. I know last time I brought her in, she was all out of it. So let me see. Miss CJ, how did you like your cousin AJ?
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Say hi to DJ.
So hi, DJ.
What's up, CJ girl?
I'm gonna record this for part of the. I gotta record this for part of the intro. Hey, DJ. What's up, CJ girl? Yeah, I got to put that in there. Mark that. I got people in the back marking that spot. Got to put that in there because I'm getting ready to do a new intro. Yeah, as you notice, I played the old intro. With
yeah,
Kate
so I heard
up.
That.
Yeah, I know you was like, wow, I ain't heard that in a minute.
I wasn't okay with it.
You wasn't okay with it?
I was not okay with it.
I love when Kate Tickle go on. Oh, Lord. But I liked at the very beginning when the girls group sung the little a cappella thing.
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that one. But I guess I got to put more of DJ in this next interview thing, this intro thing. So I'm going to have to listen to a couple of shows and see where you actually said some stuff. Because you're very quiet at times.
Because you talk so much, baby. I'm not, you know, I'm not there. So I can't put my hand over your mouth and talk over you. I have to wait my turn.
CJ, ain't this a dish?
No, CJ. She is not getting in the middle of this. She knows.
She didn't listen to the thing you said. You talk too much.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying too much. I'm saying you talk so much. I didn't say too. I said so.
And you know what? Too, really saying so much is a lot more than too much to me. I don't know what it somewhere along the line, you talk so much. That so much means you, that's 110%. Too much means maybe 90. I'm not feeling that so much. No. But I do ask you for your input.
And I appreciate it. I you know, it's like double dutch. I just got to jump in.
Wow. Next time, you know what? I'm going to let you host the show.
Well, you know what? You have to give me some information prior to the person showing up. I mean, for the most part.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to brief you like good draws. I'm going to brief you.
Whoa.
I'm going to brief you. Believe that. Because I think I'm going to have to get you on there. Yeah, I think next time. We got my boy, Legon, who I told you about. I've known for like maybe 26 years.
Okay.
And I was in the Army with him. His son does music. I just got in contact with him again through Facebook, and his son does music. So next week I'm supposed to get him in here. So I will give you some info, Miss DJ, and see how you operate. I'll just do the intro and go, it's DJ's interview.
Oh, shoot. It's on me. I ain't scared.
Yeah, it's on you. It's on you.
Get up, girl.
And
get up.
And I found another writer. So in case you want to do some stand-up.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you say when.
And that other writer is my cousin, J-Bug.
Oh, okay. Well, I love him, so we're good.
What's up, Mr.
DJ? I'm going to send y'all some YouTube videos that J-Bug and a couple other people did when they were doing the announcements for my cousin's church, really my uncle's church he took over for his father. They did electronic announcements instead of having a older lady read them on a piece of paper. They put them in video form, and they got the big screen TVs in the church, so they did it that way. I'm going to send you some, and he put all of them together, and they're hilarious.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
He said the preacher came up to him and asked, we need to raise money to get a new van, because that old purple van is getting ready to die out on us. So what he did was take clips of different movies that had vans in it. Like he said, this was the purple van in his younger days when he was in the A-Team movie. And he was in, he had Mr. T and Hulk Hogan riding him in his other movie. And he kept changing his color. And he said that's when he was small, because it was an extended van, a cargo van that they're trying to get rid of. And he went through the whole spiel when the van was younger and then got out to the parking lot when it was all beat up and broke down. Talking about, can't you, won't you please just donate some money to the van fund? Get him his last days off the road before he's found on the road. So he was tripping all the way through. The announcements was funny, funny, funny. They took clips of Peanuts cartoons and made them into their own scenario with voiceovers. So you just gotta, I'll send it to you because it was hilarious. He had me crying in here laughing on Sunday. Now that he lives down here in Atlanta.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and we have committed to doing a new CD too. This is the first time we ever did a CD together, and we was putting the beats together Sunday. So now it's on us to write it, and I got to write my six. He got to write his six, and then we go switch, and then I write part of whatever he want me to do on the six songs he got, and he'll do vice versa on mine.
Okay.
We ought to be done with that by summertime.
Oh, boy. This will be interesting.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be all gospel-based.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Yeah, gospel-based. So I mean, there ain't no other way we're going to do it because family got to hear it.
Oh, okay.
keep it nice.
You got to keep it PG.
Yeah, you ain't lying all the way around. Miss CJ, what's going on out in Cali?
Cali in the house. 49ers taking New York.
Are you watching the Miami Heat Laker game?
Oh, I am.
I am too.
I'm watching my
Miami
Heat run the magic on them.
Yeah, Miami winning by. Miami winning by 13 right now.
13, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays this way. We're trying. Ooh,
the whole game it stays this way. Because they do play
lethargically?
Yeah, that's it. I started to say get a word. They play it at times.
Oh, God.
They need D Wade back in there. And he stay hurt up because every other play he fall on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
He's the most falling this down. I can't be doing all that.
Did you call him
the most falling this down? I know the language is abstract, but you understand what I'm talking about.
That's what scared me.
The most falling this down NBA player in the league. I mean, seriously. Dang, that was a good move. And he got fouled.
Yeah.
All the time. I mean, every little play, that cat fall out. I think in my whole career, well, my 18, 20-year career, I might have fell down maybe 10 times. Because, you know, for the most part, we were playing on asphalt. And it was not proved to be falling down on no asphalt.
You know what? Your incentive was a whole lot better.
You ain't lying. Because I wasn't trying to fall down and be out there.
The last thing you had on asphalt, to have all the ass tore off you.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I would have been blacktopped all right. Because I know not to fall. You leave skin. Let me say another jacked up word. You leave skittages on the floor. I did say skittages. You leave it on the court for real. I come back home and see my mom. Well, baby, where's your arm at on the court? Hell no.
He gave it
better
all.
Than that. So, yeah, for the most part, I played on asphalt a lot. Then I started playing on wood when I was in the Army. But I guess from my asphalt days, I was like, man, I still ain't falling. My luck catching splinter. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So,
the host getting sleepy.
Yeah, you ain't lying. So, CJ, are you over your cold?
No.
Yeah, I can hear it kind of in your nose a little bit.
It's still there. I'm trying.
Chicken soup. Chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
And a whole lot of orange juice. How about that?
I'm sure she's never heard that
right
before.
Now I have to do grape juice.
Oh, goodness.
Orange
and
juice, right?
Grape. Do you eat meat?
Sorry?
I don't know. Are you allowed to eat meat?
Not red meat, no.
Okay, so no red meat. So you can have the chicken soup.
I can have the chicken soup, yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, you can always just call it chicken soup. You just take chicken and wave it over the top of the thing, and then you can just say it got some chicken on it. You didn't have to actually eat it.
But see, Miss,
I kinda
see
like
Miss CJ, I guess by July you still wearing this coat, you do that. You got to actually eat it. I'm just trying to tell you. You got to actually eat it. It'll be the world's longest cold.
I know. Oh,
that's what you. Well, you got to drink a lot of vitamin C, though, for real.
Yeah.
And I think there's more vitamin C in orange juice than it is in grapefruit juice.
It really is.
Not grapefruit, grape juice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, even there's a lot more vitamin C in orange juice because of the citric acid that's in there. Am I right?
You are.
I'm not no doctor, but I'm just thinking that there's more vitamin C in a citrus product as opposed to just regular fruit. I mean, even apple got a little vitamin C, but it doesn't got as much as orange, as an orange does.
Okay. This health information has been brought to you by someone who is not a physician, but he plays one on the radio.
Just call me Ben Casey. My bedside manner is even better. Are you taking your medicine? No. You better take it.
Whack.
Smack. Backhand smack. Backhand. I mean, take it.
Oh, God.
That's
abuse, not the
man.
Kind of doctor you want.
That's abuse, eh? No, it's not. It's just I'm trying to get my point across.
Point taken.
Oh, man. So, Miss CJ, are you still in need of getting a man? Do we need to do another show to help you find a man?
Oh, that was a call out right in. We could have had this conversation in private.
You know
but
what?
We did
okay,
have a show
tell
on
him,
it.
Jay, tell him.
Wait a minute. We did have a show on it.
Yeah, okay, but that wasn't you would we had a conversation about it before we had the show. You can't just have the show and ask the question.
So you're trying to discreet my questions so I can censor them a little bit or prepare somebody. We're doing ad lib and I didn't know how to prepare somebody for ad lib. I didn't know. I mean, we're doing ad lib right off the cuff. I didn't know I had to prepare somebody. So next time I ask the question, I'll go like this. Hey, CJ, ain't nobody listening. But I'm going to ask you a question about the man thing, okay?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying, CJ. I really am, but I don't know what to do with him.
But we did a show. That's why I thought it was all right.
Yeah, okay.
And Mr. Bugs said in the chat room, he's mad as hell about the Laker game.
Oh, well, life goes on.
Yeah, and he's a Laker fan and lives
yeah,
in Ohio.
That's
go,
a shame,
go
too.
Figure. He's a Laker fan and lives in Ohio. Go figure. Wait a minute. CJ lives in Lakerland almost and is a Celtics fan.
Well, it happens. You don't have to like them just because they're there.
Okay, I just wanted to stir some controversy up.
Well, it's not working on me tonight. I'm going to bring peace to this unit.
I do love CJ, but if we need to do another show to help you find a man, I'm down.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Now that I met you, I can
DJ,
write down.
DJ.
Yeah.
DJ, can you turn the mic off?
I'm pressing all my buttons and nothing's happening. I'm telling you, I've pressed every button I have, and I can't mute him yet.
Y'all is real funny up in this. That was a good one, though. Can you? You know what? I got to mark that, too. That was good.
I love you.
Yeah, that's a good mark, this whole thing right there. After she said, I love you, that's where we'll click
I love
it off.
You.
I started off by saying how I said about the, if we need to do another show about you finding the man, then she comes in. DJ, can you click your mic?
Dang, I'm just, after a while, you'll just hear this deet, deet, deet. I'm pressing all the buttons. I'm trying to find out the one that says mute.
Y'all is real funny.
Yeah, is there a mute the host button? We got that's the one I need.
Okay.
I was just asking. Obviously, it's a other no pun intended.
Are
about
you still there?
Mute,
can you? Can we just move on to some? Hey, how's the weather in Atlanta?
It was jacked up.
Okay, tell us more about
everybody
that.
Everybody asked me, why am I walking around in a shirt when everybody else got on meeks and shit?
Wow.
Because it ain't cold. Y'all just tripping.
Wow.
They, I guess, you know, if you live down here, 40 would be cold, I guess.
I guess. I can understand that if you were in Florida, but it's been colder in Atlanta than 40.
Yeah, it has been, but today was like about, well, when they asked me, it was about 45. It was in the morning. You know what I mean? It didn't actually reach as high until it gets midday, 1 o'clock maybe.
I see.
And it got to about 50, probably about 55, something like that. Still,
hey, you know what?
Little brisk. Yeah.
2 days ago,
hello?
It was like 21 here.
What?
In Cali. It was 21.
How'd that happen?
It was in the morning.
Okay.
Did y'all have on meats, too? Did y'all have on meats, too?
Man, I had on all the clothes I ever owned.
Dang, CJ.
I don't have a big coat.
And she was, hey, look, DJ, she was in the house.
I was getting ready to say, but she's sick, so it's okay. She don't
oh, yeah, that's
to
right.
It.
Chicken noodle soup. Yeah, we just got this going over there.
I thought you forgot already.
You need to go get you some orange juice, Miss CJ. You don't like orange juice?
Yes, I do, but my coach said I need to stay away from it while I train.
Are you training right now?
Yes.
Wow.
So what does orange juice do to the training regimen? I don't know. He didn't tell you?
She's following instructions. Okay. She's very good at that. I like that.
Oh, the hell with that. I would have been had to ask that joke. What does that have to do with being running out here?
If you
want to
feel better, you have to write me a check for $350, and you'll feel better immediately. Don't ask why.
$350,
that's all.
Miss CJ, if you give her the money, just tell me why. I need to know. And I also want to know, what does orange juice have to do with the training thing? I'm so lost now.
You want to know what I'm doing training? What?
I mean, you said something about, your coach said you can't drink no orange juice. What does it have to do with the training thing? I mean,
it's part of my diet, my nutrition. You know. I'm trying to be obedient, you know, but.
Well, damn, you got a cold. Don't he kind of like want you to get rid of that first?
Yes.
I'm getting indignant with it, but I don't understand. But anyway, thank you for coming
DJ,
on.
Back to that check. DJ.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What you want to know what? How much to write the check for? What was that? What?
What? I said back to that check, $350, you said?
Yeah.
I'm expecting at least a couple of pair of shoes coming my way.
Oh, you want something from the check. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, getting well ain't all it's cracked up to be.
No, it's really not.
Obviously.
She's sick enough yet. I need to wait till she's a little sicker so she don't remember stuff.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys. We have been past the time limit for about 2 minutes. I love you guys, and hopefully next week we'll have at least two artists on.
All right.
I know we got one so far.
All right. Well,
we'll probably have another one too.
All right. Y'all take care. Love y'all.
All right, CJ,
hope
you feel better.
Bye, DJ.
Good night.
Good night.
and I'm the last man standing. And I'm going to play a drop and be out. Dedicated to my cousin since we're doing the new CD, J-Bug.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro quote? Yeah, it's hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say. Like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop lines. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Now I'm saying, yeah. Spread the love. Yep. All up in the place to be. WATAZP.